702. Let's walk the talk.
Streaming countrywide on the 702 app.
Welcome back to the show, and at the tail end of our first hour, we have a very, very important discussion, close to my heart, these kinds of efforts. It's our CSI segment with fundraiser, Home of Hope, with Bianca Whitman. Bianca, thank you for joining us. How are you this beautiful morning?
Good morning. It's very early, but I'm well, thank you. I can officially say I'm up before the sun, so it's wonderful. It'll be a good day.
Yes, it's going to be a good day, especially because we need to find out about the wonderful work that you're doing. I'm a big, big fan of social workers, amongst many of our society, doctors as well, health workers, police officers, as well as educators. I really think you are some of the unsung heroes of our communities, because we don't have communities these days.
Sure, you are very kind, Osanga. Thank you so much. Thank you for the opportunity. So we're a charity based in the Tableview area, and we render holistic services to children and young adults with fetal alcohol spectrum disorder. So we really try and do everything we can to meet the needs of such an individual with such a disability. So FASD is caused by prenatal alcohol exposure. That the baby is born with and will carry for the rest of their life. So it's really a disability that you can prevent, but once it's done, you can't cure it. So it's really something that we're trying to firstly prevent, but also to render services for these individuals. So that's just a nutshell of what we do. So we've got various projects, which includes a children's home in the Molleton area, as well as a school, where we educate 37 children with FASD. So these children either have fallen out of normal school or have not been able to go to a normal school because of their disabilities. And our newest project is a care farm in the Morningstar area, where we focus on children 18 and older, where we provide them with the opportunity to learn skills in the farm environment, as well as provide a long-term home for those that can't go back into community after they leave the care system. And then we also have a charity shop where we use secondhand goods donated to us to generate an income to try and keep our doors open. So that's really, in a nutshell, what we do. We also then venturing into more advocacy and providing also training to businesses and people in the community who need help if they've got someone in their care or employees with someone, you know, with FASD. That's just a bit about us.
Thank you so much for that information. And I can imagine all of these assets really require support. So for our listeners, you mentioned Milnerton. How can we be involved? How can we assist? You mentioned a charity shop as well. And I think private business as well. The state we'll talk about later. Yeah. But if anyone is listening now who is a citizen and also a private company, how can they assist?
Sanga, it's great that you ask. We are really trying to keep afloat with this increasing cost. I mean, the petrol, the food, electricity, it's really hard. And we have over 60 beneficiaries that we support like nonstop. So if any businesses or any individual or family want to get involved, they are welcome to contact me. We really need financial support. We can do with anyone's secondhand goods that they're willing to part with. So we have two campaigns. We've got a Declutter for Good campaign, where we are asking people to declutter their lives and donate whatever they no longer need to us to sell to generate funds for our services. So that's the one. And then the second campaign is the utility campaign. So we're trying to raise 500,000 rand this year to cover our utility costs, including petrol and electricity. So for more information, they're welcome to email me at fundraising@homeofhope.co.za, or they can go onto our website or even our Facebook page. Everything is there. We're very transparent with our communication, so it's really easy to find. Our website is homeofhope.co.za, and they can just look for the yellow logo. It's a little house with a smiley face if they look for us. But we really need financial support. I mean, I think all charities are struggling now with the increasing cost and things. And it's just difficult for people to give as well, because people are struggling in their own capacity. But anything is, and I mean, if anyone can just donate the extra plate or a pair of shoes or something in their cupboard that they no longer need, I mean, we can sell that to generate an income. And, and we're finding that that is really keeping our doors open. So, yeah, if they want a phone, rather, they can get hold of Bianca. That's me. And the number is 021-556-3573.
Right.
Yeah, so that's the areas. But people are welcome to contact me. And if they've got any other idea, yes, I'm all ears to hear. But yeah, any support is great, or any contacts is great. Yeah, we really love hearing from people and partnering with people. So we're really grateful for any form of support or help.
Okay, so I'm moving to Cape Town. I've just followed your Facebook page. I'm definitely going to be decluttering my life as well.
Yay!
Yeah, no, I don't know why, but Cape Town seems to be one of the places where I partner with a lot of NGOs. They're quite prevalent and accessible. Yeah. So I'd love to be a part of that. And if any of our listeners would love to assist, especially with fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, you know, we are familiar with fetal alcohol syndrome, but there is a spectrum, as I'm imagining, and adults and people who need support, and families who may need support. So if you'd like to get a hold of Bianca Whitman, she's a social worker at Home of Hope. You can also check out the website, fundraising@homeofhope.co.za, and also telephone on 079-303-7565. Thank you so much, Bianca, for your wonderful work and dedication. I'm a big fan and a supporter soon enough. All the best. I hope to chat soon.